Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers. What comes to mind when you think of the Wisconsin Dells? Among the water parks and the pancakes at the Paul Bunyan restaurant, you may think of the Dells' unique landscape, with narrow gorges defined by steep sandstone bluffs. Before the Dells became a tourist destination, it was simply a railroad stop, known as Kilbourne City. But H.H. Bennett opened a photography studio there in 1865, and soon his landscape photography of the area helped make it into a top tourist destination. As we celebrate the 145th anniversary of Bennett's second studio, Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski is joined by Jenna Loda Eddy, the Visitor Services Coordinator at the H.H. Bennett Studio and Museum, to find out more about the man behind the lens.
H.H. really made the Dells area in general famous due to his incredible landscape photography. He was here in the mid to late 1800s and really put the Wisconsin Dells area on the map to tourists around the country.
With his landscapes photography, can you describe the Dells region's landscape that made it so appealing, not just to him as a photographer, but for people to come and see it firsthand?
Oh, certainly. So our area is really unique. We have the beautiful Wisconsin River flowing right through the area. And with that came the formation of these rocks, which come from the French, the French voyageurs, called them dalles, which is apparently translated as kind of a rapid, rocky area of a river. And so that kind of in time translated to Dells, D-E-L-L-S. And that's in reference to these extremely, incredible rock formations that are just not seen very much around the world. So it's very unique to have them right here in the middle of Wisconsin.
During the time that H.H. Bennett was capturing these and making the Dells a place to visit, was landscape tourism really widespread in the U.S. during this time? Or do you think the Dells is one of the first examples of landscapes being a big draw and a big explosive popularity item?
So photography of landscapes was becoming popular really kind of at that same time. So what H.H. was doing was really on trend with what we were seeing around the country, but it was so important to this area because when you think of landscape photography, you think out west, you think of what became national parks and things like that. So to have little old Wisconsin Dells be part of that incredible experience, if you were a well-to-do family and had the means, you would maybe go to Niagara Falls, which is just incredible. But those who didn't have the means or just simply weren't interested in traveling that far, given the time period, the Wisconsin Dells area, it was known as Kilbourne City at the time, was a really great alternative and had its own beauty as well.
H.H. Bennett opened a photography studio there in 1865, and I'm curious how common were spaces like a photography studio during that time?
Well, honestly, not very common in an area such as this. You saw photography studios much more prevalent in the larger communities, larger cities, of course, which makes sense. So for a photography studio to actually already be established here was pretty incredible. The town was very new still. And that studio in 1865 that he opened was actually already established by a gentleman named Leroy Gates, whom he rented it from, in fact, first. And so the fact that he had already established something and was able to slide right into that was really unique, frankly.
And the studio building was first built in 1865, and then Bennett built a new one in 1875, clearly able to sustain this. So has the latest studio, the one built in 1875, if we want to call it the latest, has that remained as a space for H.H. Bennett throughout this whole time, or has the building had a few different lives before it's been under the Wisconsin Historical Society?
That's a really great question, because the answer is pretty unique when it comes to the rest of the buildings in downtown Wisconsin Dells. The historic studio built in 1875 has always been a photography studio, which is not really very common in many small towns, historic towns with a lot of history, especially the buildings surrounding us. So we're very unique in that sense that the 1875 historic studio was built purposely for H.H. Bennett's photography. And then the family ran it as a photography studio all the way through to about 1998, when they then handed it off to the Wisconsin Historical Society, and we've been maintaining it ever since.
That's definitely a unique and incredible legacy to have, especially in the Dells. And another thing H.H. Bennett was known for, and of course a sign of the time, was the wet plate photography method. So could you describe to me what the wet plate method is and some of the things that, you know, we could imagine him being surrounded by?
Yeah, well, it's funny that you say that, actually, because we do wet plate photography here in our studio. It's called the Tintype Experience, and we do bring those sights and those smells, some of which are somewhat intense, back to this very historic studio. So you're really getting that full experience of what our studio was and what we're striving to do still today. It was a complex process, wet plate photography. You pour an organic mixture onto a plate. You dip it in another chemical called silver nitrate that makes it sensitive to light. Then you take your photograph, you go back into that dark room, you pour more chemistry on it, and then you pour even more chemistry on it. So it's very complicated. There are some distinct smells, like ether, that you would smell, that would be kind of harsh smells, some might think. So it was definitely a multi-sensory experience, to say the least.
So did that make his landscape photography even a little more admirable, considering the long process it would take and to be out in the field doing this kind of technique? It's not a quick process.
Absolutely. You're 100% right. So for him to go out into nature and take these incredible landscape photographs was a process, to say the least. In fact, he had to take all of his equipment with him, any cameras he wanted to use, any glass plates that he wanted to create those negatives, tripods, things like that, his lenses, multiple lenses. But he also had to take a portable darkroom with him because he did not have time to come all the way back to his studio to develop those plates right in his, brick and mortar studio. He had to have a portable one with him. The process took, if everything was going well, about 15 minutes per photograph. So you think of digital modern photography today and how many photographs a modern photographer might be able to take in 15 minutes compared to H.H. Bennett's one. So the commitment that he had to his artistry, to his photography, was quite impressive.
He was also an inventor. So what are some of his inventions and innovations that have impacted us or impacted the world of photography specifically?
Sure. So he was always tinkering. He was always trying to improve himself and his photography. And so when he started taking stereoscopic views, he found that creating a sort of guillotine for the lenses was much more beneficial instead of fumbling around with lens caps. There was no button to take photographs. You simply took the lens cap off and put it back on at that time. So to have a guillotine to create a very sharp kind of on and then off kind of idea to create as crisp and as clean of a photograph and as similar as possible as well, which was very important for stereoscopic views. That was one of many little tinkerings and advancements that he created, along with his rotating print house, which from what we found doesn't really exist anywhere else. This was kind of him. He actually created a rotating print house, so he didn't have to move all of his prints as the sun moved around. And most noteworthy is probably his snapper shutter, his instantaneous shutter. Unfortunately, we don't have a patent with his name on it. This technology was brand new at the time, and he was very well read when it came to the advancements of photography and things that were kind of on the cusp. So he always wanted to stay right at that edge. But we do believe that he would have used that technology that was right in existence to fit his own needs. So his snapper shutter, his instantaneous shutter that he used to capture Leaping the Chasm, a kind of iconic shot for this area, was likely his own tinkering and adjustments.
How do you believe the legacy and place of H.H. Bennett has impacted or stuck with people who visit the Dells and obviously today see a very different entertainment landscape captured compared to the time when H.H. Bennett was there?
Certainly. Well, H.H. and his photography kind of started it all. This was just a stop on the railroad, just a tiny little town. And it's really thanks to H.H. Bennett And his family's support in making these, you know, photographs that really allowed this place to be truly on the map. And of course, it's changed, as you mentioned, time and time again. But as I like to clarify, you know, the water parks can be anywhere. It's the natural landscape, what literally exists in this area in that sense, that really brought guests here and created that idea and that trend that just built from there to what we have now.
Do you have a favorite photo of his or plate that you get to see every day?
Oh gosh, asking me for a favorite is always a challenge. You know, you can't deny the iconic Leaping the Chasm photograph, but I do like the Del Queen is a steamboat coming through the Narrows. There are two ladies sitting on the rocks in the foreground, and they're just dressed in beautiful Victorian fashion. And it just, for me, really, really captures the time period that H.H. Bennett was photographing, in addition to this beautiful landscape that we have here.
So we are doing this interview remotely, of course. How have you all adjusted to the pandemic during this time on such a place that's based on visitors and tourism?
Absolutely. Yeah, the delay in our season has certainly hit us hard, along with all of the other sites of the Wisconsin Historical Society. But we are grateful to be open. We recently opened at the beginning of July, so we've not been open very long. But we have absolutely had to adjust. Normally, we'd be open every day for self-guided tours and other special pre-booked experiences that we offer from time to time. And with COVID, we've had to completely adjust that. So now we're open and accessible to the public Friday, Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays only for all pre-booked reservation-based experiences. But it has allowed us to really take a moment and look at how we want to convey ourselves and share the information that we have. And it just allows us to try out new things that we've been wanting to try for a while, and provide additional experiences whenever we can.
Definitely. Well, Jenna, thank you so much for your time and for sharing a little bit about H.H. Bennett with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Audrey. I appreciate it.
Jenna Loda Eddy is the Visitor Services Coordinator at the H.H. Bennett Studio and Museum. She spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski.